Let's talk about something happening tonight in sports. And I get if you haven't been really caught up with it, but you should be tonight. Game 6, the Edmonton Oilers. And I think, John, we have a legacy alert. That's right. Connor McDavid legacy alert. This is longer than I thought it would be.
Blood pressure and heart rate just went up. Wait, where?
You're not being pulled over.
That?
It's okay.
Yes.
You're not being stopped, but Connor McDavid is not being stopped either. He is weaving through defenses. He has got an outside shot to pass Wayne Gretzky for the most points in a postseason. In doing so, they'd likely need to play 7 games. If the Oilers overcome a 3-0 deficit and McDavid passes Gretzky for the most points in the playoffs, it would be indisputably the greatest playoff run in hockey and all of sports. That is on the line. They got to win game 6 tonight at home, force a game 7. All the pressure shifts then to the Panthers. I don't know if people are paying attention to this, John, but McDavid's gone to that next level that you need your star to go to, and this is now a series.
So he's also part of the team that was that lost 3 in a row,
yep.
That went down 0-3, but single-handedly, he is bringing this team back. And just think about the legacy, because we always talk about Super Bowls, and when we talk about quarterbacks getting into the Hall of Fame, they've got to have some of those, and it's kind of that one thing that gets you over the hump. Obviously, Connor McDavid's having a Hall of Fame career, but he doesn't have a cup. And for him to get his first cup, to be able to come back from an 0-3 deficit, I mean, the story continues to build. To bring the cup back to Canada, where it hasn't been for so long, all of these different things go into, and they're it all builds to the context of how big this moment is. Is becoming, because they forced the game 6, which is going to be back in Edmonton, and we all see the viewing parties, and when Connor McDavid scores or when they win a game, everybody in Edmonton is going bonkers, and now that's the environment that the Panthers are going to walk into, and it's going to be an unbelievable moment. And with everything that Connor McDavid has done in the last couple of games building up to this, what he can do singularly in regards to, you know, everything that you just mentioned of breaking records, setting records, it's unbelievable.
So the best postseason run Gretzky had, he scored 47 points. McDavid is at 42. 5 would tie, 6 to pass. You have one game on Friday night and then another chance on Monday if they win. It's possible. The most points in a single Stanley Cup 7-game series, Gretzky has it with 11. Gretzky has it with 13. McDavid is at 11. So that one is doable too. And I just look at McDavid, and there's really been no knock on him other than he doesn't have a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
He is all time. You know, you look at points per game, one of the 5 best. He's won 3 MVP awards, which puts him in rarefied air. It's the same number that Lemieux has. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are talking about McDavid. If they pull this off, led by him, cementing himself probably as a top 5 player all time while his career is still ongoing.
Yes, no cup, and then the way that he's going about it, getting down 0-3, setting the possibility of setting the records, and talking about him in the same breath as Gretzky.
Yeah, I mean, if he does a 3-0 comeback, that you're talking about stuff that's never, and brings a cup back to Edmonton and Canada.
Oh,
you're in a stratosphere that I'm not sure is comparable in sports, to be honest. I mean, you can pick this apart in terms of games played. Gretzky played 18.
But there's also McDavid's, the era.
Yeah, exactly.
He played a more goal-scoring era in the 80s.
You know, right, and stuff. I never thought this record would be approached. I'm stunned, but the GOATs do it in hockey. The GOATs win cups. They get rings, and this is, whether he gets it right now, he's going to get them. I think he has gone to another level, probably especially since game 6 against Dallas. They never should have won that game. That was the 35-10 outshot game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He scored that ridiculous goal, basically went 1-on-4, and made the... Remember, who was the offensive line for the Cowboys when Barry had the run in the playoff game? Whoever it was. Basically, that's what McDavid did to the last defenseman there. I think it was... what's his name? It begins with an H. Good player for the Stars, right?
Oh, Hiskanen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best player on defense.
He undressed him.
Yeah.
He put his pants down and his girdle on the ice, okay? Ooh. And then...
got exposed.
Because the goal was so ridiculous, they overplayed him, and they got the other goal to go up 2-0 in that game and then held on for dear life. And ever since then, it's just been...
Well, and you look at the assist that he had, I think it was on goal 4 in the last game.
Yeah, that was the ridiculous one.
And it wasn't necessarily assist, it's how he got to be able to make it. He went through the whole team. And like, I don't even know. I couldn't see the puck because there were so many sticks and limbs and bodies. And all of a sudden he popped through and all of a sudden dishes it up.
We all knew he was the best player in the game, right? It was pretty undebatable. Yeah. People want to throw in other players, whatever.
Yeah, McKinnon's great, but McDavid's the best player.
You know, he's single-handedly throwing this team on his back to a degree. He's separated himself from Draisaitl in terms of, oh, it's a two-headed monster. Well, there's a clearly McDavid is the one. And I'm not saying anything crazy and unique here, but he's cementing his legacy right before our eyes. And in dominant fact, 8 points in two games is absurd in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, and do this the side-by-side comparison, because for a while, the series were tracking the same way, the NBA and the NHL. And 3-0, 3-0... Both teams win game four at home in dominant fashion. But what we're seeing from McDavid, we didn't see from Luka. Right?
True.
This would be like if Luka was dropping 50 back to back to back or something like that and forcing this into a game six in Dallas, keeping the series alive, keeping hope alive. For Edmonton, it's going to be an incredible environment tonight. Like, I know the Tigers are back tonight against the White Sox, but John, the better watch is Edmonton. The better watch is the pressure, the magnitude, legacy alert.
Yeah, some of the greatest fans. I mean, did you see what happened in the stands?
Yes.
Wow.
You almost don't even need to finish that. Is she going to be there tonight?
I would hope so.
It's worth
248-539-9797.
Is he already the Conn Smythe winner?
Oh, you asked this question, and it's interesting. So I'm a big proponent of the best player doesn't necessarily win the series. The most valuable player in a series doesn't necessarily win the series. We've seen this sparingly in football. We've seen this sparingly in the NBA. Jerry West won the MVP, even though the Lakers lost that finals. And to Greg's point, the Conn Smythe is not just about this round. It's about the entirety of the postseason. McDavid's doing something not since Gretzky. If they force a Game 7 win or lose, he absolutely should win the Conn Smythe.
I think whether they win or lose, it's going to hurt more since it's at home. But I think he's locked it up. I don't even think there's a question about it.
Like
there shouldn't be.
But if Bobrovsky posts like a shutout tonight on the road to ice the series, or Tkachuk has a hat trick, or Barkov, I think, is the more likely one between him and Tkachuk. We just know how this goes. I don't think he will win the Conn Smythe if they lose tonight.
It'll be interesting. It really will be because of the numbers that he has put up, and he has put this team on his back the entire playoffs.
We've seen it in hockey too, by the way, the losing side. I think Jean-Sébastien Giguère, I think, once won the Conn Smythe, even though his team didn't win the Stanley Cup. So there is precedent for it. It's happened, I think, in all the major sports. Has it happened in baseball, Greg?
I don't think it's happened in the NBA. The strongest consideration was
Jerry West. Jerry West happened in the NBA.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say the last strong contention was LeBron in 16.
And I think he should have won it over Iguodala, even though the Cavs lost that final.
I'm sorry, the 15 one.
Yes. Yeah, because they won the 16 one, came back down 3-1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.